USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he may make a surprise visit to Iowa to inspect storm damages.
I'll say this, a surprise visit to Iowa, if we can get it in, we're going to do that. But the very important thing is that we approved the emergency declaration for Iowa, so they're in good shape. They're working as we speak. Also, FEMA is in Iowa now full force and helping them greatly.
Tens of thousands of Iowans are still without power after a powerful storm swept through the area last week. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy will testify before the Democratic-led House Oversight Committee next week. Death Valley in the California desert reached 130 degrees on Sunday, which, if verified, would be the hottest global temperature recorded since 1931. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has dropped by only a penny, meaning 53 consecutive days that the price has remained roughly the same. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
That's over 7 straight weeks, which is an incredible feat considering Americans are driving less due to the pandemic. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com has the latest figures.
Average gas prices in the U.S. fell 1 cent per gallon in the last week and currently stand at a national average of $2.16 per gallon, 47 cents lower than last year's tally of $2.62 per gallon. Average gas prices now stand 4 cents below last month's level of $2.20 per gallon.
South Dakota declined to accept the enhanced unemployment payment President Trump offered through a recent executive order. Governor Kristi Noem, a Republican, appeared to be the first governor to decline the enhanced payment. Noem saying her state has recovered nearly 80% of their job losses. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
For most parents, to say the COVID-19 pandemic has been stressful would be a dramatic understatement. The combination of financial pressure, loss of child care, and health concerns is exceedingly challenging for many families. New research from the CDC says young children are experiencing 3- to 5-fold increases in self-reported anxiety and depression symptoms. Megan Leahy is a parenting coach, mom of 3, and Washington Post parenting columnist. She has some advice for parents on how to handle talking about COVID-19 with their kids.
So much is out of our hands. As you know, the news changes day to day about what we know about the virus and how we need to respond to it. So I would encourage every family to just stay age appropriate and honest with their kids, which is pretty much, there is this virus out there, and or you can call it like a really bad cold, because little kids get what a cold is, and we need to keep everybody safe. So we are going to learn from home for now. And as soon as that changes, we will have weekly family meetings and talk about it.
Michigan held their primary earlier this month. Over 10,000 ballots mailed in to election officials in Michigan will not be counted, primarily because they arrived late. Other ballots were rejected for lack of a signature or signatures that did not match. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.